Good morning to you and yours. All things Monday motivation alongside Kenneth, Mr. Moy, Kareem, Wisdom Builds. Ooh, Mr. Kareem, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you, Sis Claude Lang?
Lovely, how are you?
I'm excellent. Let me also extend my greetings to our listeners as we look to unleash and uncover the concept of wisdom that buildeth.
Let's get into it, Mr. Kareem.
Yes. First and foremost, I want for us to actually assess what wisdom is. You know, when you read a lot of proverbs, a whole lot of Solomonic ideas, it actually treats wisdom as a woman. It treats wisdom as a woman. Now, first, we have to look at the features of a woman to actually understand what wisdom is. All right? A woman is actually a receiver. If you actually do your checks and stuff, women are receivers. They always receive. They have a womb that can carry a seed that they receive. So they are naturally receivers. And then wisdom becomes also a receiver. Yeah. And it has a womb. The name of a womb of wisdom is actually understanding. Mm-hmm. Comprehension is a womb that actually gets to a level of interpreting issues that wisdom can, that a natural mind cannot actually interpret.
Right.
Number two, I want us to think a little bit about what does carrying something in you mean. You see, your mind, Sister Tlang, can carry stuff up to a certain level. It can carry and it can go up to a certain level. There's a place where your mind gets tired. Then when your mind gets tired, then you can't trust the womb of your mind to actually carry everything. Now you have to actually dissect it and redirect it to the womb or to the womb of wisdom, which is able to carry more than what it actually presents. And then most people, when your dream is too big for you, when what you want to attain is too big for you, it is very important to redirect it to wisdom so wisdom can carry it in on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, the second aspect of wisdom is women are naturally builders. They are natural. They've got a natural nature to build. One proverb is written as follows, and I quote, it says, wisdom buildeth her house. Now, when you look at actually building her house, it's personal. It's not saying wisdom buildeth the house. It says wisdom buildeth her house. What does that mean? Wisdom teaches you to actually work on you first before you can work on the next person. The nature of wisdom, it will teach you ungazingeni izindaba zabantu zakho zikufuna. You have to work on you first before you can actually go work on the next person. That guy that's troubling you, umbangisa some cash which is not yours, ganta uqalanga ngawe. You have to then work within you first, then permit yourself to be presented at a place where you are not needed. So let me give you three punches around wisdom. Number one, when wisdom builds, it actually always thinks long-term, not just for a moment. Long-term thinkers are actually, they take time to actually give birth and they take time to manifest what they are actually building. They are like a bamboo tree. The nature of a bamboo tree is like this. A bamboo tree takes 5 years before it can manifest a tree. In other words, it takes about 5 years. It builds the roots and. Then when it comes up and when it comes to the public, it doesn't rush. You see, it doesn't rush to be actually obtained or to be seen. It actually works on the roots. Before you put in that post on social media that you are a multimillionaire, do you have roots? Do you have containers? Do you have enough capacity to can manage what you are trying to actually give birth to? And then number two, wisdom that builds. It will always teach you that integrity is not negotiable. What is integrity? Integrity is the integration of your thoughts, your words, and actions. Thoughts, words and actions, if they are not in a place of coherency, the issue would be you will always sell dreams to yourself that you cannot actually give birth to. You will always lie to yourself. So if you want to win, if you want to succeed, your thoughts, your words and actions must actually work together. In conclusion, wisdom that we that builders, it is always silent. It doesn't actually give a lot of words. It is success that does the talking.
Mr. Kareem, success does the talking. Much like money, real money, it doesn't really, it's not loud.
No, it's not. It's not. It's poverty that is noisy. Poverty is very noisy.
Sure.
Yeah, because poverty has a bad habit. It always wants to prove a point.
Yeah. Mr. Kareem, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Doing what you do best, motivating us next week again, same time, same place.
Let's do this. Thank you so much, Scotland.
We absolutely love our Monday motivations. Success is silent. The work does the talking, not you. Our Monday motivation for you coming up next. Good morning. Didn't I show you a coolie? Says it, but a being sing coolie. You don't want smoke.